Oh, we didn't know that at the time. We didn't know that at the time.
You guys all knee-jerked and acted like it was the end of the world, and I think ultimately the player base may have suffered.
The Marvel Strike Force devs have responded to some of the bugs that have arrived in Update 7.5, and surprise, a compensation package is coming your way, Commanders. Is Hoarding coming back? And the first new member of the Superior Six has arrived in Marvel Strike Force. Kraven the Hunter looks to be very, very good, but is this team worth your investment, or is this another draft team? We're talking about all of these things and a lot more in this edition of your Marvel Strike Force Weekly News Update. This week, I am joined by my brother, Mr. Hartgrave. And if you're ready for it, Mr. Hartgrave, let him know what to do.
Let's go smash it.
And welcome back to the Valley Flying Channel. I am Valley Flying. This is Mr. Hartgrave. And this is your Marvel Strike Force Weekly News Update. We do this video on the channel every single week, keeping you up to date on everything going on in Marvel Strike Force. But if this is your first time here on the channel, hit that subscribe button for more great Marvel Strike Force content, at least 5 Marvel Strike Force videos per week, including a news video like this, question and answer videos, gameplay videos, reveal videos, everything to help you in Marvel Strike Force. And apologies beforehand, I'm a little sick under the weather, but we're pushing through this. Mr. Hartgrave, how are you doing, my friend?
I'm actually having fun this week, Valley.
Fun in Marvel Strike Force. Yeah. Who would have thought that would go along with those two things go along with each other a year ago? 8 months ago, there's been a definite change in the game. And yeah, this is a lot more fun, even with diamonds, even with issues, even with crashing, maybe a lot more fun. What is it about this week that is giving you more fun? Is it diamonds, the sword satellite? Is it the Superior Six getting his first member coming to the game?
It's me making the decision to make some questionable moves in my roster. And that's always fun. I like doing dumb stuff, and I've been doing some dumb stuff this week, and the gameplay in Sword Satellite and Dark Dimension 6 was actually engaging.
Yeah.
So that was nice. It was interesting, and I'm not so much thinking about my long-term play, which is a good spot to be in. Right now, you can kind of focus on what you're doing. Sword Satellite is kind of more important than long-term stuff right now, so I'm just kind of stepping on the gas and going for it.
Well, Source Satellite is going to be long-term stuff with all those great diamond rewards. That's going to help your roster. Maybe not as significantly as it once would, but it will help your roster down the road. But not everybody is enjoying the game. I'm enjoying it. You are. People are experiencing crashes. Luckily, for the first time, the devs have responded to that since Update 7.5 dropped, addressing the issues in 7.5. And this came out yesterday. Several issues still going in 7.5. Some of they addressed here. We're going to mention some others that they didn't, though. We're actively working on fixing these. The three highest priority items are reports of lag, freezing into 7.5 release. These issues are related to some of the external forces, and we're working to partner to resolve them. The team is actively looking to solving these issues at a top priority. Is it Verizon this time? Is it Sprint? Is it T-Mobile? What are these external issues that are causing all of these crashes, Mr. Hartgrave? What is going on here?
I'm not sure, but it's definitely not their fault.
It's not their fault. Now, luckily, I haven't experienced this, but I know there's a lot of complaints. I see the comments. I see people reaching out. The devs are aware. They finally are addressing this, so I'm glad they're sorry. All right, Ms. Marvel Hardlight. Now, there's a bug where she's not getting safeguard when intended in arena. This issue being looked at urgently and has been there fixed for the bug. The team will let you know. My Ms. Marvel Hardlight has been getting safeguard. What is happening with your Ms. Marvel Hardlight?
I believe the issue lies with Photon. If Photon's on the team, then the safeguard isn't working. If she's not there.
I don't have Photon on my team, so maybe that's why I'm getting safeguard.
Yeah, there you go. If Photon's not around, I don't think the bug actually...
So it's not Miss Marvel's fault, it's Photon's fault.
Or Verizon or T-Mobile.
Verizon, one of them, okay. Then last but not least, there's been several issues about how the leaderboard or Sword Satellite handles ties. Currently, the game shows order based on the player's ID number, which is not intended. We plan to rectify this leaderboard ranking once the event is ended by identifying players with the same scores and including them within the same appropriate reward brackets. I like this. They're going to include them in the same reward bracket. So I guess what they're saying, what I'm interpreting this, if like you had the same scores number one, but you're actually ranked 10, everybody's going to get one. Is that how you're interpreting this message here?
Yeah, we saw this happen before with a Scourge, where the leaderboards just weren't right. And what they ended up doing, I think maybe with the first Morgan Le Fay Scourge, I want to say, where they just didn't understand what they needed to do to break ties. So anyone who had the same score at one Everybody got the first place prize, and it just kind of moved everybody up a bracket. It's a good way to handle it. I think it's positive. It's going to help a lot of people out.
I think so as well. This entails identifying accounts with the tie scores and the tier above them, granting access to higher rewards. This is how it's supposed to work. Now, they say the rewards will pay out on Tuesday, November 14th. You think the rewards will actually be paid out on that day or a few days later?
Sure, we can believe what they say there. Why not?
All right. One thing that's not mentioned here that was mentioned in the Scopely help desk of some of their issues is T-posing. I have not seen a T-pose on my account. I've seen a lot of screenshots of it, but yeah. I'm hearing it's still an issue. Couple things specifically. Node 4 of the Kraven trials that is going on right now. Floor 28 of Sword Satellite. Where are you hearing about these T-poses, or are you hearing about these T-poses going on?
Yeah, I've heard it's rampant. I heard that many people are having losses in Cosmic Crucible and the Sword Satellite due to lag or the game simply being unplayable on certain devices. Like, it's really bad right now. We often hear, you know, this isn't working or that isn't working, or oh, I have this issue or that. This is a lot. You can tell when there's a volume happening and there's really a volume of people, and you're probably going to see it in the comments that people are having these issues, and definitely leave those comments because we love to read them and it's good for the YouTube algorithm.
Yeah, the more comments, the better, because then the devs can know that there's issues going on. Now, they say the team thanks you for your patience. They work quickly to identify to address these issues. Compensation package sent to all players soon. So it looks like it's going to be a blanket compensation. What kind of compensation can they give to everybody when only some people's games are crashing? Is this going to be a huge, huge, huge compensation, or is it going to be a little bit? Or do you think they're going to do not what they say here, but do you think they're going to give more to people that are experiencing more crashes, or is this everybody's getting the same thing?
I think it'll be a huge blanket compensation, including many diamonds. And the
reason why I love that.
And the reason why I think that is because I think their original rollout of free diamonds is extremely stingy when we look back to the rollout of Red Stars.
Oh my goodness. Yes. That's an understatement, Mr. Hargrave.
So I think the reason why they did that is so they could hold back a good amount of diamonds, because they knew they were going to screw things up here and there. Because they always do. And I'm not even like trying to, you know, dunk on them. I'm just saying, like, you know, that's the nature of what they're doing. It's a massive game. There's bound to be bugs. And holding back diamonds, giving people diamonds, is going to smooth all this stuff over. Because I guarantee you, I'm able to open, 10 Diamond Dawn orbs and a couple of the better Diamond orbs. I'll be like, yeah, guys, whatever. So my game doesn't work. I don't care.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, so that's just like, and I like what they did with the Sword Satellite. There were some issues with the Sword Satellite, and they gave everybody all the rewards from Sword Satellite, all the tiers. I'm like, yeah, keep doing it. Keep giving a massive compensation for your error, Scopely. And this is a big change from what they would have done a year ago, right? It's like, no, it's T-Mobile's fault. We're not giving any compensation because T-Mobile screwed up. We're giving you nothing. So I like that you're saying, like, all right, it's T-Mobile's fault, but screw it. Yeah, I do want to give them
that credit. I mean, we were making fun of T-Mobile and stuff. That was a last year thing. Honestly, they do seem to be taking
accountability. I think they did. Didn't they blame Sprint before? They blew up Verizon 1 year, and now they're not identifying what is at fault here. But it's not external forces. But let's move on. Hopefully all this stuff is compensated. Everybody gets made whole. But, I hope you're having as much fun as I am, especially with this new game mode, Sword Satellite. That's enough to 438. We tried to beat this morning, was not able to beat this. And you were saying it's very tough without Super Scroll to get to some of these higher floors. We don't have Super Scroll. We're just grinding away. What is your experience with Sword Satellite, Mr. Hargrave?
I have enjoyed it since the early playtests. I feel like there may have been a better version of this, which is maybe a bit of a hot take. We have is okay. I'm still enjoying it. I don't enjoy the higher floors basically needing Super Scroll. But recently I just joined the Super Scroll crew. So I don't get to complain as much now.
Congratulations. We're gonna expand that a little bit, but congratulations on that.
Absolutely. So that's helped me out. Now, ironically, we're both in the same spot. I am also looking at floor 38 today.
Did you drop down and climb up a few times? Because that's one of the questions that I've been trying to debate on this thing. Should you drop or should you just maintain your points? Because it appears that these points are additive, not if you drop, you're going to lose the points.
I'm going to say for you, you probably need to drop and get more points. Because you can't beat floor 40 without Super Scroll, as far as I know.
I'm not getting this 100 million points to get all these extra. Yeah, I'm not getting that. Yeah, but I'm probably going to get to milestone 16. I'm doing pretty good on the leaderboards. And I think the way the points are, I think it does make sense to drop.
Yeah. And every floor, 38, 39, and 40, all the solutions involve Super Scroll that I've seen.
I almost beat it today without Super Scroll. I did a little bit of a misplay. I think I could have beat it if I didn't misplay this. I think it is beatable without Super Scroll. 38. Hey. I don't think 39, definitely not 40 without Super Scroll.
Yeah. So you're definitely at the point where you have to consider dropping down. I'm actually going to be putting out a video tomorrow, depending on when this video drops, showing the recline from 31 to like 37.
Nice.
So if you're interested in doing the reclimb, you can do it in 2 days. You can take out 31, 32, 33, 34 without Super Scroll in 1 day. And then 35 and 36 you can do in another day. So it'll take you a couple of days, but you can get back up to floor 37. 37's pretty rough. I use Super Scroll on it. That was my secret today.
This is the team that I used to beat 37. Apocalypse, the Super Secret Defenders, and it turned out pretty good. I've the videos of 32 all the way to the 37 and previous videos this week. But what did you think of the timing on this? This is a 10-day event. I thought it would have been sooner, but if we're taking into account dropping down and coming back, I think the 10 days is appropriate. What did you think of the timing? Would you have just people get as high as you can on the floors, or do you like that these dropping down and scoring more points?
I think 10 days is a really good number for this, as opposed to Tower, which I believe was 7 days and kind of took all 7 days. I like the 10 days because I'm hearing a lot of feedback that lower accounts are able to get a lot more gameplay out of this. With the additional days, they can get up higher, they can interact with it more, they can have more fun. So that's really cool. It's a smaller tower with more days, which gives you more flexibility, and you know, it's more forgiving. Like this thing where I made it up to 37 and I just screwed up and I fell down to 31. I didn't mean to, but I did. And I've been able to recover and make it back up to 38 now with enough time.
So you have way more than 4 million points.
Yeah, no, I do. My points right now on this are 5.5 million.
Nice. Okay. So yeah, I think it definitely makes sense if you have hit your limit, or this is close to my limit. I think we're going to drop down though and get these extra million points. Well, but if you've hit your limit, it makes sense to drop down.
The problem is, like today, you did this and you failed. You could have.
I've used Apocalypse. I should have dropped. But I think I could still be 31 even if I drop. I think without Apocalypse, we'll see.
I don't
know
about that.
We'll see. We'll see. They're all nasty. They're all nasty, but we'll see what we can do with all these.
31's an Apocalypse floor, but maybe with Secret Defenders, maybe.
We've already used a Secret Defender, so I don't know. But yeah, I think this is good. It's kind of like the best of Tower, best of Pocket Dimension. We get the fun gameplay that we had with Tower. We get some awesome rewards like we had with Pocket Dimensions, so this is good. What do you think of this as the initial release method for Diamonds, though? I would have preferred a little more Diamond Dawn orbs, but with the initial screw up where they gave out all the rewards for everything, I think it's pretty good. What do you think of this as a release method, though?
I think it's what diamonds are, and I'm probably going to say this a couple of times. Free to play and light spenders are always going to be on the bad side of diamonds, and this puts us on the bad side of diamonds. Because your bigger accounts are hitting floor 40. They're going to get more diamonds than you. They're going to keep getting more diamonds than you. The only thing good about this, and this, you take it for what it will, they're not selling diamonds. So the big accounts are having to really care about this.
So you have to grind for diamonds. You can't just wallet get diamonds. You have to grind for it. You actually have to do some gameplay.
They're making the big accounts engage with the game, and I think that's smart.
Good.
Because we don't want to make those people bored. And this should hopefully, I hope that they're having as good a time as this as I am. I know that it's engaged me. Like I started caring about when I got Super Scroll. I was sitting here on my laurels and I was like, I don't really care when I get them. Then I was like, oh wait, I care.
How much has that increased farmability helped the enjoyment of the game? Because since they did that, I'm getting a lot more stuff. My characters are gearing up. I'm having a lot more flexibility. I think that has increased the fun for me significantly. So diamonds, as bad as it could have been, by us complaining about it and them increasing farmability, at least for me, it's really brought up the fun level. Is it the same for you, or am I alone in that?
I feel that a bit. I think definitely not diamonds themselves. Diamonds themselves are not.
It's the result of diamonds, is what I'm saying, right? Because we wouldn't have got to increase farmability if they didn't increase it. If they didn't introduce the diamonds, we wouldn't have got more stuff if they didn't increase the diamond. I mean, remember, we saw how it originally was proposed. That was bad. That was not good. This tower mode, we saw that, how is it locking behind 7 red stars? I mean, I would use a fraction of my roster if that was the case. I would not be able to use Apocalypse. No, it's out already. It's out already.
It's out? Okay, great. I enjoyed that version of this. I thought it was way better. I thought everyone.
What about?
Was
I didn't. You know what? I didn't even play that version because of the 7 red star. I heard about that and I was like, no.
Well, you didn't see how great it was. It was a better tower.
Explain it to me. What was great about that initial mode, the requirements?
It was all theorycraft. It was 100% theorycraft because you couldn't use any team. You just had only the 7 reds in your roster. So it took your roster, it reduced it down to like 20 or 40 characters. Ugh. And then you had to be very creative about how you attacked these floors. And it made, I believe, like the third day of tower was like the most fun I've ever had with Marvel Strike Force.
Mm.
So people really missed out on that experience, which is unfortunate. I missed out on that. And
I saw 7 red. I said, screw it. So maybe I should have played it a little bit.
Here's the other thing. Now 7 reds are being thrown out all over the place.
Oh, we didn't know that at the time.
You guys all knee-jerked and acted like it was the end of the world. And I think ultimately the player base may have suffered a little bit.
Oh, we didn't know their whole plan. They told us part of the plan, just the bad part. And then if they explained the rest of the plan, I was like, all right, it's going to be slow, but we could grind through this. But
I'm happy to blame them as well. That it was definitely their fault. They could have mitigated those responses. And you know what? They could have paid people to play through the tower instead of just expecting us to for free and not be able to record it, because I couldn't even, record my first run and put it out. I would have loved to have shown you how interesting this was with the 7 red requirement.
I'm actually curious to see how that old version was, because I never got on it. The 7 red requirement, amazing. We had no encouraging campaigns. We had no increased availability of all this stuff. Yeah. Anyway, let's talk about the diamonds. Sword Satellite, I think, is good. It apparently was better in some ways, but I do like the rewards, and I'd like being able to use my roster. But let's talk about these diamonds. Now, what I'm doing to sort through my diamonds is all these verse battle, because I don't play real-time PvP anymore. Any characters that get the diamonds that I don't have the red stars or gold stars, they are getting a PvP tag, just like Robbie does. What are your thoughts on diamonds? Obviously, they had higher power increases before. Do you think that the increases that they have, which is not super significant, is that a good thing or is that a bad thing?
Valley, don't bury the lead. I love your brilliant suggestion right here, because there's no way to sort by diamonds. So I love
This was announced on my channel like many, 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 many days ago. Probably Monday or something, but yeah.
Hey, that's a great tip if you missed it.
I'm literally
going to do that. That's actually pretty clever, dude.
No, I suggest everybody doing this, because who is using this anymore? Who is using that? Nobody. Who cares about real-time RTA?
Because I don't know how to keep track of this.
I was keeping it on a notepad on my phone. Got a diamond of this character, but this is so much easier. But what do you think about the power levels of diamonds?
Oh, it's underwhelming. I don't care at all.
Is that a bad thing or a good thing though?
I don't know. It's a thing.
Separates the Krakens from the normal players even more if it's a high level. Now there's a little less of a gap.
Yeah,
I don't know if that's a bad thing.
It's fine. I mean, they're going to introduce 4, 5, 6, 7 diamonds, and that gap is going to get there.
Hopefully, way down the road. Hopefully, not anytime soon. Hopefully, not within the next 12 to 18 months.
I'm going to say it again: free to play and light spenders are always going to be on the wrong side of this, and that's just the way it is.
I'm going to be on the wrong side of this.
It's the way it was on Red Stars until just now. Now everybody has the same Red Star situation, and it's fine.
Yeah,
but diamonds is always, we're always going to be on the wrong side of it.
What are your best pick for? I guess what are your surprising picks for diamonds? Because I think everybody's going to do Kang, Kestrel. A lot of the Dark Promo characters are tied behind that. But yeah, Kang, Kestrel, Who else? What are some surprising picks that nobody is picking? The Secret Defenders, if you have them, they're great. Maybe some of your Crucible War teams, maybe some of your raid teams. Are there any picks that anybody else would be like, what are you doing, Mr. Hartgrave?
I would say an interesting pick for diamonds is going to be Ronin. Ronin has a lot of speed and a lot of attack.
This Ronin, the Hawkeye Ronin, not the Kree Ronin.
No. Yeah, Hawkeye.
Okay.
Yeah. So he's got a lot of speed and he's got a lot of damage. So with three diamonds, you could potentially put out some, and he's got some status effects on there too. I think he's got some stun, some ability block. Whoa. I don't know. He's got all kinds of great stuff.
I think the problem with Ronin and a lot of newer characters is this, the gold stars, the red stars. That's why they didn't even cross my mind.
We've increased farmability though. So hopefully the time to get Ronin up to
6 months. Yeah. 6 months. Yeah. They said 6 months. So hopefully we get him soon. And what the devs did say, they designed him to be like a Zemo, having an early thing instead of ability to block, having the blinds. Tell me more about Ronin. I haven't used him too much.
I was theory crafting a team with him. It didn't work out. I don't know if I'd ever be able to use this.
Oh, but I love that you're theory. Even if it didn't work out, I do love that you're theory crafting.
Oh, then you'll love my channel this week. It's all failed theory crafting. It's great. Okay.
Well, I don't like to fail, but I love that it's happening and it's brought back to the game.
But no, he could be really cool because if he gets out in front, he drops those blinds, Hela spreads those blinds.
Ooh,
that's great.
Smart.
And bleeds. So marking, putting Ronin with Undying is a really interesting combination. Throwing Tigra. Okay. You got something.
Tigra's
there.
Got a lot of bleeds too. Yeah.
Tigra's another good one for those diamonds as well. Tigra's a powerhouse.
Again. This is the problem with Tigra, the gold stars and all that. But yeah.
We'll see about that farmability.
We'll see. We'll see if they keep their commitments.
Absolutely. Let me see. Another outside pick, a really outside pick. I was actually happy when I pulled a diamond on Phoenix. That's a weird one.
Yeah, so Phoenix is always weird. It's always the double-edged swords because you want Phoenix weak. Yeah. You want Dark Phoenix as strong as possible. But the stronger you make her, the harder it is for her to die. So what is the use case for Phoenix here?
I'm just thinking about the future. At some point, this character is bound to get a rework. I don't know anything. In fact, I would say the one thing that I would say is that maybe it was acknowledged. Maybe I heard something that this is a character that maybe is very good, very impactful in the Marvel universe, and maybe they would consider a rework on them at some point. That's been said a couple of times, right?
Okay.
So that's as much acknowledgement there is of it. But I just kind of feel like this is a character that is very impactful, that is very strong in the Marvel universe, and should get a rework at some point. Probably not this year, but maybe next year. So if you pull a couple diamonds on Phoenix, that might not be a reason for tears.
Okay. Oh, I don't know if I'm going to upgrade to seventh red star, but if I pull seventh red star, I'd be happy.
There you go. It's a long-term thing. In the short term, Ronin and Tigra, once you get the seven red stars on them.
That seems like more like a medium-term project also when you talk about the stars on them.
All the other stuff, people are absolutely right about what Secret Defenders, Kang, Kestrel, these are all excellent early diamonds.
Yeah, everybody's heard about them for weeks though, so we know about those. But yeah, I like these outside-the-box picks once you get the gold and red stars on them.
Omega Red is also crazy powerful.
I don't think he's outside the box pick. I'm thinking of taking Omega Red up the diamonds after some of my main characters, and I would be ecstatic if I pulled the diamond on Omega Red. He showed up on my store. I almost bought him. If I had more credits, I would have bought that diamond on Omega Red because he is a character that I'm thinking of taking Dark Dimension 6.
I ended up doing that. I wasn't going to, but I ended up and it worked out. Another character that everybody probably already knows, but I'm really curious about, what's a three diamond Icarus do?
Icarus and Cersei are like fun investments for me. I want to build them up as well. So let's move on to Cosmic Crucible. It's a new season of Cosmic Crucible. I think a lot of people were disappointed at these rewards, though, if you're not in this section here, in these league section here. Yeah. Diamond and above, get some diamond rewards. Unfortunately, it's limited to diamond and above, which means if you're in platinum 3 or lower, no diamonds for you. Was this the right call? I think they wanted people to push more in Cosmic Crucible, so they made that call. Was that the right call? Are people pushing more or less because of this non-inclusion of diamonds?
I don't know. I mean, for me, I just want to stay in Diamond, which I've never really had too much of an issue doing. So that's my only thing.
Here's something you mentioned earlier, right? What is that?
I'm a player who's always been in Diamond, so I don't know. Yeah, people who are in Gold or Platinum and have always stayed there, I don't know how they're probably feeling really bad right now.
Yeah, and it's kind of, and it wasn't really announced ahead of time, so you couldn't really plan this. It was the last week that it was done and said, all right, these are the rewards. Like, where are they? So I think they should have included some at every level, at least the Platinum, Gold, maybe not as much as the Silver and Bronze, but even fraction of orbs would have been nice. So people have a reason to push, but I think it's just separating, it's furthering the gap between the whales and the light spenders and things like that.
You know what? I was going to say, like, let's look at the season rewards, but here's the thing with the season rewards. They're saying the season's like 80 days.
Oh, this season looks gonna be very, very long. The season rewards are very good. These are dark diamond credits. These aren't diamond orbs or anything. These are credits that you can use stored. Now, I don't know if we know the full exchange rate of these in the store, so this may be a lot less than I'm thinking, especially considering each season is what, 3-4 months?
I would be fine with the weekly rewards being the way they were if the seasons were shorter. And they put some regular diamond, you know, credits on here as well, direct promo credits for both dark diamonds and regular. Then we're okay. It's like,
we have a date right now. It's 79 basis. More days of this.
That's
two more months. You know,
what I understand about that is that's like a placeholder date that might not actually be the length of the season. That's subject to change.
Didn't they shorten season two, or am I remembering that wrong?
They've shortened seasons. They've lengthened seasons. It's all over the place. You know, we don't know.
So that this means nothing. That means nothing.
Not really. Yeah.
Okay. Really. Gotcha. Now, the rewards, they are what they are. I hope they're increased. What did you think of this season? Now, the new season 5 rules. We got some new rules here. I went up against a number 27 player in the world today, and we did not do very good. I mean, 2 million secret defenders. 2 million Infinity Watch, Super Scroll. We couldn't get through this room because just Nemesis was just too big. What do you think of this? Outside of today, I thought this was a fun season. What are you thinking of season 5, Cosmic Crucible?
Yeah, I've never been impressed with it. All my videos this week are on this. So on my channel, if you want to see my experience with this, it's all there. The good, the bad, mostly the ugly.
And, what are your quick... Two-minute impression of this, or one 30-second impression of this.
I'm done with room one, man. I just hate it. It's awful. It sucks. And I don't know. I just unlocked Super Scroll today. I also made the move to finally build Quicksilver. I just took him to level 95, tier 17. Just did
Jeez.
So now those are two incredibly powerful tools in my toolbox that I didn't have this week. Yeah. With those two tools now in my box... Maybe I'll like Cosmic Crucible a lot more next week.
I don't think you're using either of the characters on offense, though. Those are defense to screw up your opponents.
Great.
It's going to free up a lot of your offense as well, right?
Yeah, my defense is so light. I had a guy score a 5190 on me. Congrats to this man. Jeez. Yeah, he just rolled over me. I had nothing.
At least a number 27 player in the world did not score as high as he possibly could have.
There you go. He didn't get a max score. As me.
All right, I think it's fun. Unless you got some mega Kraken, I'm only a diamond 3. Why? I got this mega Kraken in this ranking. So
this game hates you, Valley. I think it's a fun season. The developers are targeting you intentionally. They're like, let's give Valley the strongest player in his bracket.
Good thing there was no Crucible event that I knew the full clear this week.
We'll teach him for making T-Mobile and Verizon jokes.
Oh, jeez. All right, but let's talk about this Super Scroll guy, because I feel like I'm punished right now for not having Super Scroll. I started way late on buying all the gear in the store. I'm like, man, I don't have the gold. I got to invest in these teams that I'm trying to build up. I don't have the gold for this. And I invested like months later than I should have in buying these gear AP pieces. So I'm so far behind in Dark Dimension 6. And it's kind of, I need this guy right now. The top that I could climb in my arena is number 7, because the top 6 all have Super Scroll and not beating him. Is this needed? Is Super Scroll needed for some of this higher end content right now? Because I feel that it is. Oh,
yeah. 100%. Yep. If you don't have Super Scroll, you're getting punished. You're getting locked out of the arena. You're getting locked out of Sword Satellite. You're getting locked out of Cosmic Crucible. You're even getting punished in raids. You know, Rebirth with Super Scroll actually works.
As yeah, you can sim it. It saves you time. I want to save time as well.
So yeah, you are absolutely what, and you're going to be punished in the Green Goblin trials. You're going to be punished everywhere.
Damn it. All right. I should have wailed harder as soon as Gear 18 was announced. Just start buying it every single day in the store because I am behind right now. But I have a plan. Mr. Hargrave.
It's not even that. It's those battle passes.
The battle passes are really making up for it.
OP. I bought the last two of them, and that's what helped me get Super Scroll today.
Oh, I got the last two. That's why I have this much progress now, because of the battle passes. And this is my plan. You have finished it. What did you do for your non-horseman legendary? Because obviously you don't have Green Goblin Classic right now, which we were talking a few weeks ago. Your plan was to wait till Green Goblin Classic, but you're like, screw it. I need to screw Super Scroll right now. What changed for you?
The Sword Satellite, that dropping and just seeing... looking at the strategies for the upper floors, I'm like, this is all Super Scroll. Looking at floor 40, I'm like, well, I'm not beating that without Super Scroll. I'm like, okay, I guess I should step on it. And here's the other thing. I looked at all my gear, and my picks for non-legendary were Nova, Black Cat, Dr. Octopus, and Phoenix.
Phoenix, okay. Phoenix,
yeah. Once again, I'm telling you,
Nick Fury, Omega Red, who's your fifth?
My fifth ended up being Omega Red because I looked at my mutant gear and I'm like, I have enough mutant pieces that I can do both Phoenix and Omega Red. So fine. And I blasted right through the non horseman legendary section in like 2 days.
Jeez. Phoenix that good.
Phoenix really wasn't it.
It wasn't Phoenix. It was the others.
It was the others. It was Black Cat. All that kind of Nova is very good.
And then in legendary, you got Apocalypse back. So whatever there.
That's the problem. And I'm going to have a video out on this tomorrow about exactly all my thought process behind this. Cause it was kind of a big, this is where I said, like, I'm having fun. Cause I just was like, all right, I'm just going to take the brakes off and just go for it. Let's cash in 100 gold orbs and just get nuts.
Nice.
You know, buy the strike pass. There it is. Fine. And that's a whole bunch of tier 18 gear. So what I ended up doing, the part of Dark Dimension 6 where you can use Apocalypse and the Horseman is designed for Apocalypse and the Horseman. The first node, not so bad. You know, maybe about 4 attacks to get through that. The second node is so repugnant and awful. The only way to deal with that is to grab a couple horsemen. So I ended up doing Morgan Le Fay and Red Hulk on top of everything.
Wow, okay. So you had to bring in more legendaries, all right.
I had to bring them in, like, and that's pretty much what everyone's saying. Like, if you don't bring in Morgan Le Fay and Red Hulk, pretty much those two, it's just going to be a miserable time. Because you need ability blocks out there. There's multiple Dr. Dooms.
Now
you need the Red Hulk out there to flip things around and put down that radioactive battlefield effect. Or else you're
Red just, Hulk does take bio gear though.
Yeah,
is that worth it using some of your bio gear to get through and get Super Scroll faster, or is it worth struggling through a little bit and then building up Super Scroll right away as soon as you get him?
It's not a little bit, it's like 16 attacks.
16 extra attacks for Red Hulk, man.
Yeah. All right. So it was either Red Hulk and get to use Super Scroll and beat floor 40, hopefully, or no super, you know, Super Scroll 16 days from now, 16 more days of arena punishment during the Green Goblin trials, punishment during raids, you know, like we said, all those other game modes, everything was going to suffer for 16 days or just drop it. Now I'm done with it. My bio gear has kind of bounced back. I have 60 pieces of each.
Okay.
Super Scroll takes like 110. So
you're 17.
Oh, he's gear tier 17. That's not a problem. Okay. Maybe with the rewards from the tower, I'll be close.
Maybe. I don't know. All right. Well, as you can see, I'm not through city yet. I'm still building my city characters. One of the guys I'm taking in is a new character in the game, Kraven. He is only level 70. As soon as he gets to level 95, I think I have the gear to get him to gear to 18 right away right now. What is your hype level for Kraven? Because for me, this guy is 10 because he's cheap. Yeah. He's city. He's skill.
Yeah, it's good.
And he's on the newest team right now. So just for that, that regardless of what his kid is, his hype level is 10 for me. Where are you at with Craven?
I think he's great. What's the speed on him? I'm wondering how he compares to Ronan.
Who cares? He's city and skill.
No, I got
his speed is 125. So he's not super fast, but he's not super slow either.
Which is fine. But no, the gear requirement, the Cosmic Crucible team, the Superior Six in general, I'm pretty hype about. I've set myself back on being ready to build them quickly. I kind of blew that on Super Scroll, but that's kind of where I'm at. But no, I'm very excited. I think this is the smarter thing to do, is to take Craven in over Ronan.
Osmium. I don't have any Osmium to take up Ronan, so Ronan was not a pick for me for a long time.
Yeah. If you're out of certain uniques, then that's going to lock certain characters out. It's hard to even say right now. There's so many characters that use the same unique. It's like, I don't even, like, a lot of people are like, what about this or what about that? You could literally say that about just about every single unique in the game at this point.
Yeah, a lot of it depends on what kind of gear you have, instead of just, oh, I want this character, and then you get different gear, like, all right, I'm going to settle for this one, all that stuff.
Like, with Dimension 6 with me at the end, it just came down to, oh, I can press the button on this guy. Like, oh, I can press the button on Red Hulk and Morgan Le Fay and it'll make my life easy. Okay. Nice. I just didn't think about it. I was just, all right, that's enough. You know, I've overthought this to the crazy degree.
And as usual, we got a new month-long milestone event, Reverse Engineer. We didn't look too much at the rewards until right before we started recording this, and I didn't notice that they got dropped. You were doing some calculations here. The rank rewards, not only these whalestones, because those aren't for most players, only 500 people, but the 1-2% say we're losing some of these T2 level 5 ions.
Yeah, it's a ridiculous amount, too. It's like 50,000 off the 3-10% as well. Like, we've told them in multiple envoy meetings, we're like, there is a problem with the tier 5, you know, isotope 8 economy. Yeah. And I've said, like, okay, fine, you needed it for Apocalypse. I think everybody at this point should be playing catch up on Apocalypse. You should be helping people get Apocalypse. Super Scroll is the new Chase. Why are people still having to work so hard for Apocalypse? Yeah. And why aren't high-end players like myself, like yourself, able to change around our isotope 8 classes more easily? Because that's the design of this system. That system is supposed to give us player agency. And without more of these level 5, ISO ions, we are locked into our choices for like 6 months to a year.
Yeah, they need to increase this stuff. They shouldn't be limiting this, because this isn't required. ISO 5 isn't required for anything other than Apocalypse. And they should be pushing new players to get Apocalypse. So I hope they go back on this now and increase rewards in the next month.
I'm outraged because you set up Cosmic Crucible this season. You gave us a room one where you basically have to take your characters all to Striker, either on defense or on offense. Mm. And I don't have the resources to play around that way, yet you are telling me that's the way I should play the game. I'm mad.
I got a lot of these. I'm in a different spot than most players, but that sucks. Golly. They need to increase all of that. I didn't feel that pain, so I'm not as upset. But it is. You're definitely right. They should increase that for everybody. It shouldn't just be some people that could freely switch up their ISO 8s and everything like that. Everybody should be able to do that. That's kind of the design of the system there.
It goes quickly too. What? How many level 5 ions do you have? I think you're just not spending them. But as soon as
I don't spend them a lot. I got how many? Where do I have? I got
as soon as they
I got 18 million right now. So
that's fine. That is not a lot. It's like 2 million per character. So you've got like 9 characters, and then you're done. And
yeah, there's not 9 characters that I want to build up there though. So
yeah, I mean, it's gonna happen. You're gonna see more and more that you're gonna need to put level 5 isotope 8 on Icarus. If you want Icarus to work anymore and get that extra 20% damage, you got to put the level 5 isotope 8 on. So many characters.
See, my problem with Icarus, if I go there, it's the ions. I don't have, or the crystals. I don't have the crystals. I got the ions to upgrade it.
Yeah.
But I'm short on all these crystals right now. That's why I have him start, because I'm farming all these crystals here. So it's not the actual ions for me, it's the crystals that's the limiting factor. So I can switch freely back and forth between classes. I just can't get them up to level 5.
Yeah, there's a lot of problems with this system right now at the top. And limiting the amount of ions on the monthly milestone is crazy. Like, it's a monthly milestone. Why would you pull off 50K? And I think it was higher the previous months.
Yeah, we've had better month-long milestone events than this and the Tigris one. I mean, we've had two bad ones in a row. The Tigris one wasn't good. This one is not good, especially with the character shards and everything like that. So I hope they go back to what they were doing, put previously released character or previous characters that previously had an event in these month-long milestones, or make it like the Secret Defenders, where you're getting a bunch of characters that all had previously released events, or have like a store like they did with the Sylvie one. There's a few ways that were really good that they did this, but Tigra, Ironheart Mark II weren't the best month-long milestone events. Well, let's talk about some of these events that feed into this month-long milestone. We've had a core spending event, another core spending event. This one that we currently are in with this Kraven and using campaign energy, you can argue is a core spending event as well. But then on the 10th, there's another core spending event. Why? Back to back to back to back core spending events. Do they just want to drain us of our cores, or they're figuring everybody's buying these strike passes? Yeah. So they're getting a bunch of cores, getting all that spended. You're just doing it for the resource. Why? What is your tinfoil hat theory, and why is all this stuff? They just want to make more money? Is it that simple, or is it some complicated scheme?
All right. I mean, quite simply, they've replaced hoarding with core spending. They had to do something. If we asked for hoarding to go away, I mean, I didn't ask. I like hoarding. I think hoarding's great. It helps me win events. I'm still hoarding. I'm still winning events with hoarding, Valley.
I know, but I don't want to be hoarding stuff either. So I don't know if that's necessarily bad that hoarding's gone.
Well, now it's all core spending. So now it's buying battle passes.
Well, absolutely. Yeah, I guess which one do you want to be at? Spend a bunch of cores or hoard stuff?
There you go. That's it. I mean, hoarding.
I'm hoarding my cores, Mr. Hardgrave. That's what I'm hoarding right now.
Here's what I've noticed. When we could hoard, I wasn't spending any money to stay at the place I am at in the game. As soon as they took away hoarding, now I have to spend 60 to 80 a month to stay where I'm at in the game. And at any point, I'm going to decide I don't want to do that anymore. I'm very close to just being like, okay, I'm done. Forget it, guys.
Here's always what I've been saying, though. If this game is not fun, I don't want to spend. Yeah. I've been having fun. Yeah. And I've been like, I just spend. Because I'm having fun. So I don't know if this is necessarily a bad thing. I don't know if everybody's in the position to do that because they don't make all the content on the game and stuff. So it's a weird place. The game is fun and I don't mind spending as much. I know everybody can't do that, though.
We're in an extra weird spot because of the content creation thing, like 1,000%. I think if I was not making content on this game, honestly, I would have quit this game. If I didn't
battle pass, I still probably would have bought.
I don't know. If I didn't quit the game, if I wasn't making content, I would definitely drop down to such a casual level that it wouldn't matter if I don't have Super Scroll. It wouldn't matter if I didn't buy the passes. I would just be autoing through, like, you know, level one incursion or something, and just spending very little time interacting with the game is what I would be at, or fully quit.
Well, for me to make content, I want to buy the characters. That's like, I'd make the character. Any other purchase, if I can't make a video out of it, that's just because I'm having fun. And these battle passes, I'm not making content specifically about these battle passes. So that's just because I'm having fun in the game. So
yeah, I mean, me stepping on the gas and unlocking scroll, that's content 1,000%. Like, that was a video. That's my video I'm putting out tomorrow, is me unlocking Super Scroll. And, you know, that's going to pay for my battle pass.
Yeah. I mean, that makes sense. For me, it's just, I'm not even close to there. So it's just for fun for me. But I do want to ask you about something. Is hoarding going to come back? We got this bonus shipment here, and this has some war rewards. As we know, tomorrow there is a web event that you need to earn war credits. As Archangels quickly pointed out, though, from this blog post from June 15th, what they say, time-stamped items, item delivered through the message tab, will need to be manually claimed. However, items delivered to the inbox, messages, and the rewards that will be timestamped upon delivery, meaning the only grand progress for an event currently running and not for future events. Example, if the message is delivered on June 1st, which this message was delivered on the 9th, well, the event's going to start on the 10th. Well, if that was delivered on there, it contained blitz credits that cannot be applied towards events starting on June 2nd that gives progress for earning blitz credits. Now, that's how it's supposed to work. I'm hoarding this in hopes that it won't work like that. What do you think? How do you think this is going to work? Are we going to get points for these war credits or not? Or are they going to give it out? And it's like, oh, wait, well, we need to make it fair. We're going to give some compensation because we didn't get it work properly. What is your prediction? How is this going to work tomorrow?
You listen to me, community manager Archangel, you community spotlight having good looking gentleman. I am calling your bluff. I am hoarding this. I am going to open this when the event starts. You can't stop me. And we are going to find out if that blog was accurate or if it was subject to change. And if you have a problem with that, you can come to my stream and take it up with me directly. Oh,
Mr. Hargrave, I go to the bottom of this. Most blogs say subject to change. This does not say that.
It doesn't say it.
It doesn't say it.
It's the only one.
So what is going to happen tomorrow?
Marvel Strike Force that hasn't been subject to change?
Valleycup, we have no idea what is happening tomorrow. Let me know what you think is going to happen. Is this going to count towards the event or not?
I mean, here's the thing. I didn't need it, so I didn't open it. I still stand by those rules. If you don't need it, don't use it. And guys, that applies to campaign energy. That's all I'm saying. And I'm not saying anymore. There it is.
All right. Hoard your campaign energy is what
he's
saying.
That's all I'm saying. If you don't need it, don't use it. I didn't need it. I'm doing really good right now.
All right. Big event is coming up sometime this month. We don't have an exact date yet, but we know that this Back to Formula event that is starting tomorrow, going to the 17th, is kind of the pre-event for Green Goblin. Do you think that the Green Goblin trials will start on the 17th or... like someone suggested, maybe a week later on the 24th, right before Thanksgiving. When do you think we're going to get Green Goblin? How big of a Green Goblin are you targeting? Are you building your rebirth and your new Avengers for this event?
Oh, I'm just cracking up, man, because we don't know when it's going to start. We don't know how many bugs it's going to have, but we can guarantee the start time won't be as advertised. The packs aren't going to work. Nothing is going to be right with this thing. Like, if history is any indication, like, what are the odds that it's going to launch on the day it's supposed to launch and everything is going to work? Like, that would blow my mind.
No, that's not going to happen. But how busted it be? Will it be so busted that they have to give a compensation for this guy here? That's the main question.
Oh God, I hope it's as messed up as the Red Hulk one. Or not.
Give us comments. Keep messing up things, Scope. I love it. Your compensation package has been awesome. Yeah, I hope this is messed up.
The Nova one was messed up. The reason why I think of Red Hulk is because Red Hulk got infinite turns and it was so much fun to go through and play through the nodes with this like godlike Red Hulk who was just smashing everything.
Fixed the Red Hulk and the Nova? They didn't fix it. They're just not gonna fix it. They're like, no. Bio characters screwed up and you're not getting those extra points. We might fix the points for it, but if you did it already, you're not going to be able to claim anything. So we'll see. We'll see how screwed up this is.
Mr. Harker took care of that for you. We got those points reduced. That's okay. As far as I'm going for top 500.
Literally, he was talking to the guy that changed it on his phone in the Envoy summit at dinner.
And then
we're like, oh wait, everybody that reclaimed it, we gotta figure out how to get them the rewards. But yeah, it did get fixed because of a dinner meeting with that guy.
Never told that story.
The event's gone already. Yeah, literally at dinner. The guy's like, hey, we need these points fixed. The guy's like, I want to eat my dinner. It's like Hardgrave's right next to him.
Oh, I pulled up. I sat down right next to him, man. I was nice. I was charming.
It was overall good for the community. There were some people that did get affected, not be able to claim it twice, not be able to claim it, but I think they all got compensated eventually. This is what I told
people, though. Like, some people don't like me, but I'm like, guys, you need me. Maybe I'm not the hero you want, but I'm the hero you need, okay? I pull up next to the guy, and I get it done, all right? And you know what? I don't think actually anything at the dinner was under embargo. So do you want to know some more stuff?
I think a lot was under embargo at the dinner. There was a lot that I still can't say.
Wait, they literally said that we could record it and talk about anything from dinner, right?
I don't remember that, but you're welcome to do all that stuff on your channel, my brother.
I think there were some caveats in regards to
There's a lot that I don't think we could discuss
at dinner. That was a spicy dinner. Okay. Yeah, top five.
New Warriors, our new Avengers, and your rebirth. How big are you building them? You're going for difficulty 8 and above, I'm assuming, right? Because you have Super Scroll.
All the way. Whatever.
How big are your new Warriors right now? New Avengers right now. I keep saying new Warriors. How big are your new Avengers right now?
85 across the board, and Ronin's tier 18. Everybody else is tier 16. Like, I'll just go for it. I got 200 gold orbs. Let's go. Big old Green Goblin.
Okay.
I just want to have some fun. I don't care. I don't care.
I want your account, Mr. Hargrave. Super Scroll, Big Green Goblin. I'm so jealous of your account right now. And Mr. Hargrave, we have an event for the Marvel's movie coming out. I do like that they are tying this into movies, because there's some movies that they've had no tie-ins in game, but I like that they're doing this. The rewards, they don't seem like they're that big. You're getting 5 stars for all your Marvel characters, which is like the bare minimum right now. I mean, that's what you take with silver promotion credits. I got over 5,000 of those and nowhere to spend them right now. So, but this is good for newer players that don't have these stars on characters.
Yeah, no, this sucks. It should sucks be for newer right. players.
Look at this. Look at this stuff. Look at this. I'm getting some cloth or some uniques. I'm getting some of this. That's pretty good. Catalysts. I like that.
It's okay. Here's the problem. It's an event for new players, and Ms. Marvel Hardlight and Photon are not available to new players. So, like, what are you talking about?
They had their events. I'm not sure what star level they would be at this point for free-to-play players, but they've had events. They should at least have the unlock. I mean, maybe not 5 stars, but the unlock should be there.
This feels like a contractual obligation. They were told, like, hey, we got this Miss Marvel movie coming out. Could you guys, like, stick an event in your game?
And oh, my
like,
goodness. Yeah, sure. I think this is an easy win for them. Yeah. They're having a tie-in for the movie. Yeah.
Sure. We'll throw something in our
game. Look at this. Yeah. Look at this teal stuff. This is not bad. This is just free stuff. They could have done nothing. So I'm less cynical than you about this event.
I don't know. 7 reds. 7 reds are the new minimum here. I have 5 reds. Come on, guys. You're being cheap.
Six could have gotten a little more value without breaking the economy. We still have to use some gold promos to get them up there.
We're gonna have the shards. They would sell offers. They would literally sell offers. They would make more money by putting 7 reds here than 5 reds.
All right. Well, yeah. Hopefully they improve in the beginning. But I'm glad they just have something, because, like I said, they've had nothing in the past. And in my opinion, this is all just free stuff.
I think they reluctantly did this and spitefully.
All right, Mr. Hargrave, I guess it was a lot more than I thought that we would talk about, and I made it through without dying. So hopefully you guys are feeling a lot better than I am. Hopefully your accounts are as big as Mr. Hargrave and are unlocking Super Scrolls, and that's it. Any other final thoughts, brother?
I don't have any thoughts.
Okay. Awesome. Well, check in on Shadow. He may have some thoughts on his YouTube channel and his Switch and everything like that.
All my thoughts are on
his channel. Yeah, he has no thoughts unless he can monetize it. No, so I will see you guys next. Thanks for watching. Make sure you check out all his videos. And if you did enjoy this video, provide you some value or some entertainment, hit that like button. It is free for you. It helps out the channel tremendously. And if you want to check out what are the best characters to farm right now in Marvel Strike Force, check out the video up there. I will see you guys next time. Thanks for joining us, Mr. Hargrave. Thank you guys for joining us. Hulk fist bump. Are you ready for it?
I'm
Valley Fire, Mr. Hargrave out. Have a great rest of your day.